this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views I've expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Jerome Corsi, who, of course, got his PhD at Harvard in history of political affairs. Political science. He actually has a regular scheduled column on WorldNet Daily. He's written a number of books we carry. The latest one, The Late Great Planet Earth, going into late great USA, I should say, going into the background of the effort to destroy America. It emerges into this North American alliance. And so, without further ado, Dr. Corsi, thank you so very much for being with us here this afternoon.
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. So, what do we want to talk about tonight? Do you want to talk about economics? What would you like to talk about?
Economics is fine.
All right, you go for it then.
Well, you'll have to ask me some questions, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. Well, of course, we see the market seems to be going up now. Actually, a lot of people are saying, well, see, the Obama program is working. All this money we're putting out, the stimulus plan, the massive budget, I think it's about $3.5 trillion. Obviously, this must be working. Certainly, the market's been up the last couple of days.
Well, the market's been up. It was down about to 6,500, and it's up to about 7,500. It's gained about 1,000 points. But it's what I think is a bear rally. In other words, the market is a down market or a bear market, and this rally is fairly typical in markets where the fundamental economics are still relatively bad, and the bad economics in this market are severe. Unemployment, consumer spending down, foreclosures continuing, the housing crisis continuing. All the economics are fundamentally down. So for the market to be up, I've argued and written in WorldNet Daily, and I'm a senior staff reporter of WorldNet Daily, the manipulations of this market by the Fed, I think, are what are largely, and the jawboning, the talking it up by the Obama administration. The Fed just today announced that it's going to buy up to $1 trillion of long-term securities. Well, it's essentially just created money. For the Fed to buy U.S. Treasury securities, the longer-term Treasury securities, is really an indication that we're beginning to monetize the debt. In other words, this much money creation by the Fed is ultimately going to reduce the value of the dollar. There's no way around it long-term. So what happens in a bear market is people think, all right, well, now it's safe. I'm going to invest. Look at all the bargains. And people who do put money in a bear market are apt to lose the money if the market continues to go down, if it tests the lows once again, which I think it will. On a bear market, once it begins to turn, once this rally begins to turn, people scramble to get their money out first, because only the people who get out their money first are going to have any return of their capital. If they wait too long, they could lose all their capital again that they put into the bear market. So this is kind of, they call it a bear trap or a sucker's bet, because you essentially think the market's going to go up, you invest in it, and then you end up losing as the market goes back down. I expect this market's going to go back down, may reach 8,000, but it's going to head back down again and test 6,500. My guess is the market's real low is more like 6,000.
Well, I think that most people really don't understand that we are in a bear market. I think it's going to be a bear market for a long time. I don't think it's going to come back. It'll bounce up and down. But unless you understand the general trend is down, why, Chris, you can't understand what's really going on. Well, Jerome, certainly as we look and see what's happening today, why, of course, the money, the government is just pouring out money like it's going out of style. What do you think of the stimulus program? What do you think of the massive federal budget program? It looks like that they're going to just try to push in a whole socialist program, doing everything they can to discourage people from investing. I mean, after all, when you start taxing, increasing the taxes on those who make over $250,000 a year, why should anybody want to go ahead and work when they're going to have to put out, 40-45% of federal income tax, and then a 10% state income tax, and maybe a city income tax? And who's going to risk their capital and work hard when you're only going to keep 40% of what you made? It seems to me like they're doing everything they can to discourage people from being productive.
Well, the entire approach of the Obama administration has been to try to stimulate the economy with massive deficit spending and a tremendous expansion of government and the social welfare program. It's the same approach that was tried in the Depression, and it did not work then. It's not going to work again. The Treasury's committees that have to go raise the debt are saying that they're going to raise $2.5 trillion in 2009 and another $4 trillion in 2010. That's $6.5 trillion in the next 2 years. That'll expand by 65% the amount of the national debt that's out there. The national debt's built since the beginning of the Republic. So we've never had this kind of an expansion of debt before, and it's unlikely that countries like China are going to be anxious to buy our debt. If we've already got the Federal Reserve in the market to buy long-term treasury securities, it's highly likely that the Fed is going to end up buying a lot of the treasury debt. We're going to be selling the debt to ourselves. It's kind of like using your MasterCard to pay off your outstanding balance on your Visa. It really doesn't work very long-term. And then the social welfare program is a socialist approach. The multiplier on social welfare programs is very low. It's not going to stimulate jobs, nowhere near like what a tax cut would do for small businesses. But then again, the Obama administration is ideologically opposed to tax cuts. Their whole idea is tax the rich. Well, Dr. Stan, even if you confiscated the wealth, the earnings of the top 5% of American taxpayers, you wouldn't get $3 trillion if you confiscated 100% of everything they earned. So the whole idea that you can expand social welfare by taxing the rich it doesn't work.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Dr. Corsi is simply pointing out that even if you took away all the income of the wealthy people, you still couldn't finance the deficits that are going to have in this next budget. And certainly what you're doing is attacking people who are willing to get out and work hard, and of course, they're just going to have to either borrow the money or print the money. And one of the things we're hearing increasingly is that the Premier of China has said he's very worried about investing in America because he's afraid, of course, that we're going to destroy the value of our currency. What guarantees do the Chinese have, if they invest over here, that the dollar is going to be worth a dollar when they go to cash it in? And when the Premier of China really expresses his deep concern, why, you wonder if they're thinking about starting to pull their money out of this country.
Well, the Chinese are right now willing to buy our debt because they don't have a lot of other choices. But the problem is, once they have now $2 trillion in foreign exchange reserves, they own about $1 trillion of that into U.S. government securities of one kind or another, about $700 billion in U.S. Treasury securities. So the idea that China is just going to have an unlimited appetite for buying U.S. Treasury debt is just not correct. It's unrealistic. China's already asked for guarantees because the concern is that we might default on that debt, even though it's the full faith and credit of the United States, or probably more realistically, that we would devalue the currency. We'd borrow so much that these dollar holdings China has are simply not worth in terms of buying power what they were when China bought the debt. Of course, now China is going to also create money, print money in order to buy our debt. So the entire financial system becomes a house of cards. And the idea that we are running such deficits that we're being financed by China is fairly absurd, especially when China cannot be assumed to be a friend or permanent ally of the United States. Eventually, China is going to want to hold some assets. They're going to want to say, well, we would like to come in and buy U.S. companies or U.S. infrastructure at reduced values with guarantees by the federal government in the United States that we won't lose money doing so. The infinite expansion of debt is not a system that works. And right now, the Obama administration is locked into saying they're going to expand the social welfare program to stimulate the economy. Well, the economy did not crash because we don't have enough welfare. The economy crashed because of the stimulation of a bubble when the Federal Reserve kept the interest rates artificially low and pumped a huge amount of leverage, which is debt, into the economy. Housing prices increased because debt was available. People could get mortgages cheaply, and subprime mortgages, even if they weren't qualified to have mortgages, if they were poor, they could still get a mortgage. Now, that's a formula to create a bubble. That's a debt bubble. We've got another debt bubble being created right now to get us out of the economy, the economic downturn, the debt bubble being deficit spending and borrowing from China. And it's another bubble which will inevitably burst because you can't stimulate the economy through debt. The only way to stimulate the economy is through fundamental economic growth, and the American consumer has been the engine of the world economy, and right now the American consumer, the American middle class, has been squeezed by globalism, and the American middle class doesn't have the money to spend. So the entire economic system is crashing, and the Obama administration, thinking that debt financing and social welfare spending will stimulate the economy back to healthy economic growth, is just a foolish economic thought. It was disproven during the Great Depression of the 30s, and the Obama economists evidently just don't know that lesson.
Well, of course, the thing that really bothers me is the way that you produce wealth. You have to save, and then you have to invest it, and you have to produce products of one sort or another that people would want to buy. The problem is with the globalist program that's been put on by the people who control both political parties, who are dedicated to this idea of globalism rather than Americanism. Why, of course, it's very difficult for us to produce products here and compete in the world economy because, well, I was reading something in the Washington Post the other day about this one woman. She worked 14 hours a day, 7 days a week, got $100 a month. It sounded like she was getting about $20 an hour. So we really can't compete with that here in the United States. And as long as we don't have any protections for our products, why, they're always going to be able to produce them cheaper over in communist China. They can eventually produce the planes like Boeing does. They can eventually produce the mass earth-moving products like Caterpillar does. If we have no protection for our industries and we have people willing to work for 20 cents an hour overseas, how can we ever possibly get back to a decent wage for our workers here?
The problem is exactly that. With globalism, the multinational corporations are able to say that they can find a slave or near slave somewhere in the world who will do your job cheaper than you. And if that's going to be the standard, then there'll be ultimately nothing produced or manufactured in the United States. The entire structure of the U.S. economy was based on producing something. If we're not producing anything, then workers are reduced to service jobs, and service jobs are also competed for by India. You can find legal help in India cheaper, accounting help, computer help, help with call centers. I mean, you name it, the Indians are well-trained, they speak English, and they cost less. So the whole issue of undercutting the U.S. middle class with foreign labor and then importing an underclass from Mexico, so you can't send your job, you can't send your lawn to China to be cut, so you import a Mexican underclass to cut your lawn and compete for jobs at the lower end, the squeeze is on the U.S. middle class. And with the U.S. middle class losing its purchasing power, the U.S. middle class can't be the engine that drives the world economy. These cheap goods aren't going to be made in China. They can't be brought to the United States and sold. So the entire economy has melted down worldwide, and it is a doing of the globalists in their own short-sighted determination that they didn't care about the U.S. middle class. They wanted quarterly profits, and if that meant going for cheap labor for China or employing illegal aliens here in the United States, they took the quarterly profits and forgot about the long term. In the long term, what's happening is what we're seeing today. The entire global economy melts down, and the U.S. consumer is not around to be revived in order to spend and revive the world economy. That's the problem we're in.
Well, you know, as I look at things the way they are today, and of course, everybody's waiting for things to get better, you know, and you know, we'll get through this recession, everything's going to be the same. Things are going to go back the way they were before. And I don't think they're going back the way they were before. I think we've been running on fumes for a long period of time, as long as the globalists are in charge, and their loyalty is not to the United States with this globalist dream of theirs. They're going to continue shipping our industries and our manufacturing and our good jobs overseas. And so there's not going to be much here that people can do other than, health care. But even that's going to come under government control. And when it does, why, we'll end up like the people in Eastern Europe in socialized medicine, where the doctors there make $200 a month and exist only by taking bribes. I mean, this is what really happens in a socialized medical system. They're already planning on a socialized medical system. It's just how they can get, you know, into this as quickly as possible, and they certainly want to use the current crisis to change healthcare delivery. But they're going to as a physician, I will tell you there are many, many things I disagree with in medicine. But certainly, the basic fundamentals are all right. If we just got government out of business, and certainly could let people do what they want to on their own without having the Federal Drug Administration, which is subsists on subsidies from the pharmaceutical industry. The vast majority of the expenses of the FDA are provided by the pharmaceutical industry, and he who pays the piper calls the tune. But if doctors could really run the system, we'd be a lot better off than we are today. But I can see the only thing that's going to happen is the lowering of standards, the rationing of care, simply saying, well, people are just too old. We might as well let them die. Why should we invest a lot of money? I can see this coming down the line, and yet that seems to be one of the major thrusts of the Obama administration, is a socialized health system where a bureaucrat will decide who lives and who dies.
Well, Dr. Zinn, you've got the problem in the Obama administration that's ideologically driven. It's driven by this leftist ideology and determination to redistribute wealth. I mean, I think we're seeing already a populist reaction. This AIG bonus issue is, I think, an indication of how angry the American people are. Truly, the amount of bonuses that were paid, about $165 million, is very small in relationship to the $30 billion that was just paid to AIG in bailout money, or the $8 or $10 billion that have been in the $787 billion stimulus bill or the $410 billion omnibus funding bill. There's all kinds of earmarks and other waste by Congress that dwarfs these AIG bonuses. But yet people feel the AIG bonuses are unfair because the people receiving the bonuses, something like about 75 people getting millions of dollars.
$160 million.
$160 million. And that people feel it's unfair because that's the unit that actually created the derivatives that caused a lot of AIG's losses.
But, you know, Singh, the media is controlled in America fairly well, and the thing is that, yes, our attention is focused on the $160 million, but they're not get focused on the $160 billion we've given to AIG. We're not really asking about the $20 billion they've given to foreign banks, or literally the hundreds, probably close to $40 or $50 billion they've given to places like Goldman Sachs and to J.P. Morgan. They're taking the American individuals, the American taxpayers' dollars, and funneling it to the big banks who created this problem. Big banks in the United States, and we're bailing out European banks. So we talk about the bonuses, we don't talk about the really important issue. Well, you pick the story up from there, because really this is, I think, a beautiful example of how you focus the people's attention on the wrong issue and you argue back and forth about it, but of course you never address the...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-
But as bad as things are here in the United States, apparently, they're even worse over in Europe. Their whole infrastructure is collapsing. Their economy is slowing down and slowing down dramatically. It's estimated that they may have lost as much as $27 trillion in investment and value over there. Of course, worldwide, they're talking about having about $60 trillion of wealth just evaporating. I mean, that's equal to the gross domestic product of the entire world. And yet this is all within the last few months has just evaporated. But it looks like this economic collapse is hitting China, it's hitting Japan, it's hitting all of Asia and Europe. And some people say that we're not as bad off a lot of these other countries. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think Dutch is bad around the world. And you're going to see in this G20 meeting in London, which will occur in the beginning of April, both Russia and the United States now have signed on to a plan for the International Monetary Fund to do the first step to creating a one-world currency. The idea is to take these, what they call special drawing rights, or SDRs, and to issue them to countries that are in default or near default as a currency that the countries can use to pay off their international debts. Now, SDRs were created by the International Monetary Fund in 1969, and they have a long history. When we went to a floating rate currency, which we essentially did in the Nixon administration, not backed by gold at all, just simply set by the World Economic Currency exchanges. What happened was these SDRs continued to function. Banks could, or countries could put up currency or gold, and they could draw down from the International Monetary Fund and borrow against those deposits in order to pay off international debts. Well, the current plan is just simply to pump those up at least by $500 billion immediately. It looks like the U.S. will loan about half of that, $250 billion. And the special drawing rights, or SDRs, will just function as a supranational currency. So it'll be kind of made-up money that's just issued to countries through the International Monetary Fund, International Monetary Fund currency, that these countries can use to pay off their debts. So the main target appears to be Eastern Europe. Eastern Europe, the European Union banks have lent something like maybe 15 to $18 trillion to the Eastern European countries, which cannot be repaid. So the International Monetary Fund will essentially try to pump in some of that to, I think they'll have to do $500 billion right away, just to try to keep afloat the European Union banks for a little while longer. The problem, I think the world's moving towards a one-world solution. You see more and more discussion of a one-world currency, and I think that's going to be a major topic of discussion at the G20 meeting. It's no longer, I think, being denied or called a conspiracy theory, because there's just too many articles in the financial press. Russia and Moscow Times this week announced that the Kremlin supports the International Monetary Fund, SDRs, as a supranational currency. So we're moving toward the elimination of the national currencies, the elimination of the dollar, the elimination of the euro even. Or the euro will stay for a while and we'll have to move towards a North American currency. And then the move to go to a one-world currency is going to follow very quickly after that.
Well, because this all goes along with doing away with sovereignty, and you do away with sovereignty, you do away with the unique set of freedoms we have here in the United States. And after that, of course, whatever freedom you have is what's granted by the government, and whatever the government grants, they can take away. People don't understand. Destroy the sovereignty of our nation, and we end up just like Zimbabwe.
Well, when I wrote the late, great USA, and this was one of my major themes, I predicted that we would have an economic collapse from the subprime mortgage crisis, and I predicted the dollar would ultimately collapse as a result. And we just put that book, by the way, Dr. Stan, in the paperback, so you can now get it. I wrote a new epilogue, and it's available on Amazon for about $10. And it's the basis of the book I'm writing now, which is called America for Sale. And I think we're moving into an end of sovereignty era that will be caused by this financial crisis that we're in. It'll be the solution offered, more globalism.
But unfortunately, you know, there is no way that a fiat currency will last forever, because the politicians in every country down throughout all history have done just what our politicians are doing now. They're certainly providing more funds so that the people will vote for them. And, of course, as a result, eventually, it has to be funded. They have to create more and more money. And every time they do that, of course, we draw ever closer to the ultimate Weimarization of the American currency, or Zimbabweization. We Neil, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Jerome Kersey. And Sydney, I'm very, very concerned. I don't think most people understand the implications of a global currency, because that's what is the end of national sovereignty.
Well, a global currency means that there'll have to be a global central bank, whether that's going to be the International Monetary Fund or the World Bank. Ultimately, the Federal Reserve loses the ability to control U.S. monetary policy. Just like in Europe, the individual countries no longer have their currencies. There's no lira, there's no French franc, there's no German mark. So these countries don't have central banks anymore to control their monetary policy. They're all dependent upon the European Union Central Bank. And in the United States, the Federal Reserve is not a government bank. It's a private bank. It always has been. It's been run by private individuals and private bankers. And we are essentially charged for the currency that we are creating. We have to go in debt to create our currency. If you look at the dollars in your wallet, it says Federal Reserve notes. It doesn't say U.S. Treasury notes or gold certificates anymore or anything else. They're Federal Reserve money. We're using money from this private bank. And the idea that we'll go to a regional, a North American central bank or a International Monetary Fund, and I think these new structures will get put into place through crises. We're in the crisis right now. It'll get offered as a solution to the crisis. If people are feeling scared and bad off enough economically, the idea is people will accept as a solution, a global solution, which otherwise they would not accept. When we compromise our sovereignty, when we lose control of our own national destiny, ultimately, the World Bank or the IMF or the UN, whichever entity ends up in charge, ends up setting the rights that we live by. Right now our rights are inalienable, set by the Constitution, given from God, not given by the UN or the International Monetary Fund. So rights like the Second Amendment, right to bear arms, or the First Amendment will get replaced by international bureaucrats limiting freedoms.
And I share your concern. And I think this is what people don't understand, is that there are a group of people in the United States. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. You can call them whatever they want to. But they work within this financial system and government. Their goal is to eliminate freedom, to establish a world government under the control of a knowledgeable, and they like to think of themselves as an idealistic elite. But, of course, when this happens, why, freedom as we've known it and as we've enjoyed it will simply become a remembrance of things past. This is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Dr. Jerome Kersey. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. What people do not understand is we move towards a global currency. We move towards the end of the sovereignty of the United States. And there are many people working at the highest levels of our government, including in the Obama administration, who do not believe in America. They have lost sight of our Constitution. They really believe we need a world government run by intelligent people like themselves. Well, before we go on, Dr. Kersey, would you like to get out your website, or do you have a website? I know certainly that you have a number of books available. We do carry several of them, but do you have a website you'd like
I'm
to get out?
I'm a staff reporter, senior staff reporter for WorldNet Daily. I'm writing on WorldNet Daily on a constant basis, reporting there. And I also have an economic newsletter that's available on WorldNet Daily. It's called redalert.wnd.com. To see it, you have to type that in, redalert.wnd.com. We're featuring some of the articles from the newsletter on the homepage of WorldNet Daily. And then my two last books, The Late Great USA, which is now in paperback. Amazon.com is selling it for about $10. The paperback has a new chapter as the conclusion of it, the epilogue, and The Abomination, of course, which was a bestseller I wrote during the campaign, arguing that then-candidate Obama would be the most leftist president we've ever had. We would have a cult of personality, and we would end up with a weakened economy and with a weakened military. And I showed Obama's background so you can trace his history. You can look back and see his experiences, even as growing up in Hawaii, when his mentor was Frank Marshall Davis, a communist poet and journalist from Chicago who retired in Hawaii and was with a great friend of Obama's grandfather. Obama, in his autobiography, Dreams for My Father, says that he and his grandfather, Frank Marshall Davis, would be in Waikiki at Frank Marshall Davis's home, and they would be smoking marijuana and drinking whiskey and talking communism while Obama was in high school. So this is clearly part of Obama's formative education, which follows right through when Obama was a Saul Alinsky organizer in Chicago. Saul Alinsky wrote Rules for Radicals. He taught redistribution of income, gaining power to redistribute income. And Obama taught the Saul Alinsky method. Not only was a Saul Alinsky organizer, he taught Saul Alinsky's method in the classroom. So you've got an extremely radical leftist in Barack Obama, who, as a politician, Saul Alinsky said the ends justify the means. Saul Alinsky taught politicians to say whatever people wanted to hear. So with Barack Obama, you can't listen to what he says. He'll tell you what you want to hear. You have to watch what the Obama administration does, and what the Obama administration is doing is massive deficit spending, massive increasing of government, and a massive social welfare state that's expanding beyond anything the New Deal ever contemplated.
I certainly agree with you, Chris. The thing is, I think people have to understand that Saul Alinsky dedicated his book, Rules for Radicals, to Lucifer, the first radical was his term he used.
That's right.
Lucifer, the first radical. You must understand there's a spiritual component behind this whole thing. Communism, stripped of all of its idealism, is really a ruling elite. That's what it's all about. But they've got to convince the common people, you know, just vote for me and I'm here to help you. I want to redistribute wealth. Well, what they don't understand is what they want to do is impoverish the people, and then you'll have a ruling elite like you have in Zimbabwe and the nation and the government that we install there. The American State Department installed Mugabe, and of course, the elite, a few hundred of them, live like royalty, and everybody else, the millions of people who are still in the country, 5 million have already fled, the remaining 7 million are dying of starvation and of cholera, but that is the sort of government we imposed, and that's the sort of government that I really believe that eventually could well come to America. People say it couldn't happen here, and I like to say, well, if God is just, why couldn't it happen here? We've imposed this sort of government on other nations. Why would God want to prevent it from coming to this country? Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But it is my view, and I'd like your thoughts on this, Jerome, but it's my feel, my belief that we're never going to see America as we've known it again. In other words, the America that existed in the early 2000s is just not going to be here. When we come through this, maybe it'll be 10 years, maybe it'll be 20 years, but certainly when we come through the other side, we will be living in a socialist America where freedom as we know it will be pretty well limited, where we'll be living in a surveillance society. Everything will be controlled by the people. The people will be disarmed and really helpless to oppose the chaos and crisis that many times is actually encouraged by government to justify ever more dictatorial controls over the common folks.
Well, certainly the people are, right now the middle class is under tremendous attack. We are having a dual country. We're living now where very few, less than 5% of the population, is gaining wealth. The vast majority, 95%, are losing real income. And this income gap is growing dramatically as jobs are sent overseas and as we're importing an underclass from Mexico. So the transformation of the American middle class into a impoverished class is clearly going to force more social welfare programs, which we can't afford. So ultimately, if you look around the world, I understand there's no socialist country that has ever succeeded. Certainly the communists, if communism worked, you would have Russia being one of the greatest countries today in the world. Russia has, communism fell apart. Russia has, the wall came down in Berlin. Russia is now still struggling economically. Russia has been benefited by being able to export oil. But aside from oil, Russia struggled to have a vibrant economy. And if you look at China, China also has not developed a middle class. China's lost $20 million jobs in this economic downturn, and China's only had a managerial class, and those at the very top, the people who work in the manufacturing in China, are paid 50 cents an hour. They're slave or near-slave conditions. It's not a way to build a middle class or society that's like ours has been since the end of World War II. We've had the greatest middle class built in the history of the world, and the American consumer has been the engine that has driven the world economy. But the socialists resent the style of life in the United States. They resent the amount of energy we consume. And instead of thinking that other countries can copy us and expand their wealth, the idea of the left and the socialists and communists have always been that the only reason we have wealth in the United States is because we've exploited labor and exploited the poor, like a zero-sum game, that the wealth that's gained by those doing well in the United States is at the expense of the poor. And that type of thinking is self-defeating. We're headed back in that direction under the Obama administration.
But, of course, the thing is that in a real socialist state, why, of course, it's a sincere, benevolent, idealistic theory, this idea of socialism and redistribution of wealth, but you always have to have a ruling class. This is what you have in Russia, where the people at the top of the pyramid, of course, live in palatial splendor, and everybody else is impoverished. This is what they have in China today. This is what they have in Zimbabwe today. And, of course, this is why people of great wealth support this idea. Because, I mean, you certainly in a free society, why, of course, you're not guaranteed to maintain your wealth. But in an authoritarian society, and you're one of the people in that upper class, in the ruling class, you don't have to worry. You have unlimited funds at your disposal. So the theory of socialism and communism has nothing to do with the practice of socialism and communism, which is why many people of great wealth backed Barack Obama, knowing he was going to be moving us towards this fascist society in the direction we're going, because, of course, they intend to be the people who tell Barack Obama what to do. And I personally believe that whatever his philosophy is, he's doing pretty well what he's told to. He's surrounded himself from the people from the ultra-elitist Trilateral Commission. They hold all the key positions in his administration, and of course, but they did in the Bush administration as well. The tragedy is the people don't really understand that there really is a small clique who has a different worldview, and they have an intense hatred for America. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for our special guest this evening, because there's nobody who's more on the front lines of what's going on than Dr. Corsi, who does write almost on a daily basis articles for the WorldNet Daily. Certainly, if you don't go there, we recommend it to you. The information is very, very important. And you're certainly not to get the truth from the mainline media, which, and the only good thing I can say about what's going on today is that a lot of the major newspapers have been lying to the people for 50 to 100 years, are shutting down. So I do think that people are be going to the Internet. I just hope more and more of them will go to the WorldNet Daily and read your daily articles. Do you think that the readership there of your articles is increasing?
I think, Dr. Sam, that WorldNet Daily has it gained audience tremendously as Barack Obama has come into power, and I think it's going to continue to. I think when you see the clear movement in the socialist direction, WorldNet Daily is fighting as hard as we can to warn people and to preserve the freedoms we have left. And WorldNet Daily, I think, is one of the beacons out there of trying to get news, certainly when I'm writing, and others in WorldNet Daily, we're trying to get to uncover the truth on these issues and expose both left and right. I mean, we've also been very critical of George W. Bush when George W. Bush was spending as wildly as he was. My book, The Late Great USA, was very critical of the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America. And, by the way, I expect that Obama is going to be equally a free trader. The Mexican trucks were blocked by Congress in the omnibus funding bill. Senator Dorgan finally got his language in, taking the money away from the Department of Transportation to let the Mexican trucks in the United States. And the very next day, after President Obama signed the bill, he instructed the U.S. Trade Representative to find a new law with Mexico and Congress to get the Mexican trucks back into the United States. Candidate Obama campaigned on that he was going to renegotiate NAFTA. He was going to try to protect U.S. jobs. And, of course, that was a lie. Austin Goolsbee, if you'll recall, was the economic advisor that went up to Canada during the campaign and said, wink, wink, don't listen to what Obama says. He just needs to say this because he wants to get voters in Ohio and Pennsylvania and Michigan that have lost jobs to NAFTA. Well, Austin Goolsbee was fired by the campaign. The campaign distanced themselves from Goolsbee when that became public. And now Goolsbee's rehired back in the White House. He's part of Paul Volcker's Task Force on Economics and the Council of Economic Advisors.
I sure feel better knowing that Austin's back in the White House.
Back in the White House.
I understand, ladies and gentlemen, it's all showbiz. I mean, oh my goodness, how could he have said that? You know, we're going to fire him, he's irresponsible. And now they've hired him as one of the chief advisors to the President of the United States. Well, let's go to Jeff, who's calling from Spokane. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Jeff, do you have a question for our guest?
Oh, I do. You know, I have to be honest. I didn't want to call because I was just enjoying listening to Dr. Corsi talk so much that I didn't want to interrupt the conversation. But I do have a question. You started talking about finances, and there's a rumor I've seen about the Internet that the government might nationalize 401ks and pension funds. And I mean, does that mean that they would literally take it away from your control and then they would be in control of it? There's a second part. I have a precious metals IRA, and I wonder if they would take the gold out of my precious metals IRA in that same sort of move.
What I've seen so far is a move for people who've lost so much money in their IRAs because they were in the stock market, trying to convince the government to give them a bailout, nationalize it in the sense of coming back and restoring their losses. I don't think they're thinking about coming in and confiscating your gold or taking over your IRA in that sense. It's more from the people who have lost money wanting a nationalization so they can get, as it were, a guarantee or an insurance of their money back. I mean, everybody now wants bailouts. Even the people who lost money in Madoff's Ponzi scheme, his investment scheme, they're asking for a bailout. They're asking to have their money returned by the government. So the losses which have been taken, and I wrote about this in WorldNet Daily, We already have an admission. The Federal Reserve has published numbers. The government's published numbers. Something like 18% of the wealth of America has evaporated, gone. Stock market losses, real estate losses, since December 2007 when this recession started. It's huge amounts of money. The stock market has went from 14,400 in July 2007 to where it is today, which is half of that. And that's probably a loss. It's hard to estimate the exact amount, but probably $12 trillion right there in stock market capital wiped out. And whether that's ever coming back or coming back in a long time is highly questionable. The same with homes. I've told people that their homes at their height in 2006, divide that value in half. That's what the fair market value of your house probably is, absent the bubble. But coming in and taking over your 401ks and stripping out the precious metals, I think that's unlikely.
We just don't know what's going to happen. We're just going to have to wait and see. But we know that, of course, in Argentina they did that. Would they have the courage to do it here? I think that as times get bad, they can do whatever they want to. And certainly the Congress will go right along with them because we have the finest politicians in Washington, D.C. The money could buy them, or they have, certainly they've got dirt on all of them. Certainly all of them have taken gifts from various lobbyists in one form or another, haven't reported it. They take money for the campaign re-elections, and of course many times then they will vote for the bills that they're pressured on. So I think that they're almost all susceptible. And very few of them will really stand up and do anything. They'll posture, oh my goodness, they'll beat their chest, they'll give their talks, they'll make the public pronouncements, but when push comes to shove, they'll go along. Anything else, Jeff?
Well, just one last slightly different topic. Is it possible, do you think, that they will ever reinstate something like the Glass-Steagall Act to keep banks from pulling the same tactic again?
The Glass-Steagall Act, just so people understand, was a Depression-era piece of legislation that set walls between banking, insurance, and securities so that banks couldn't be in the other businesses, for instance, and it was done away with in the Clinton era. Clinton signed the Graham-something bill that did away with Glass-Steagall. I think possibly re-regulation could occur and the form of the Glass-Steagall could come back. I don't think it'll stop abuses on Wall Street, but I think that re-regulation is likely as the government tries to take more control of the international economy. I think it'll be regulated increasingly from international organizations like the World Bank, the UN, and the IMF.
But I think, of course, it was doing away with the Glass-Steagall Act, doing away with that allowed them to have the debentures and the credit default swaps and the nightmare that we're facing today.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
All right, fine. Thank you so much, Jeff. We've got about 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. Jerry, go ahead.
Well, I think, Dr. Sen, it's been an important program because this crisis is...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Of information, and then he does have a special newsletter. But people have to understand that they're going to have to revamp everything they've done financially, and they've got to put on an entirely different hat. They're going to have to be prepared. We're in a long-term bear market, and if you try to play the stock market, you're going to lose, unless, of course, you're a day trader or something of that sort, and you really understand what's going on, but most people will lose. If you are in bonds, eventually they will be destroyed by the inflationary spiral. If you're in housing and commercial property have a long way to drop. We are in the most difficult financial times, certainly of my my life, and an awful lot of people are going to lose out. And of course, as Richard Russell said, and I've said it before, but I'll say it again, those who lose the least win. Those who lose the least win, because we're all going to lose before this is over. Let's just hope we don't lose all of our freedom. Well, certainly if you haven't want to understand what's going on, we have a talk. It's called The Financial Tsunami. It was given about 3 years ago. There's a syllabus that goes with that. Everything we talked about is coming to pass. We actually have my pamphlets on the history of money and the financial meltdown. And it's important to have these. They're little short pamphlets. They're inexpensive, but they do give you a good overview of what's happening financially and how this whole thing was engineered. This didn't just happen. This was carefully and skillfully engineered, but you're supposed to think it just is a mistake. Oh, my goodness. Our officials are just so incompetent. And then, of course, we have the books. The Money Creators, written back in 1935 by Gertrude Coogan, actively suppressed for many years, but just goes into how the Federal Reserve System created the Great Depression and then maintained it. And then, of course, the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, the book, Fiat Money, Inflation in France, and the book Federal Reserve Conspiracy. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't laid in a supply of long-term storage food or got yourself a Berkey water filter so you'll have potable water, or you laid in a supply of health products, give us a call. We'll be glad to send you a catalog. And if you already have the catalog, don't put off doing what needs to be done. I don't know when the crisis is coming, but we're heading into a period of chaos and crisis. Just south of the border, the whole structure of government is breaking down. They killed over 600 people there last year. Of course, there's a satanic element to that. Many of the bodies are being disfigured with pentagrams and upside-down triangles before they decapitate the people and gouge out their eyes. But you're not hearing about that in the American media. They wouldn't want you to understand the spiritual forces behind this, or the fact that our current president is practicing the techniques that were put out by Saul Alinsky, who in the foreword to his book, Rules for Radicals, said that the book is dedicated to Lucifer, the first radical. So understand that the spiritual component, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, heard our talk on the forbidden secret, and you need to get the syllabus for that, and of course, then of course my talk on the planned police state, that's where you'll understand why they're putting the video cameras up every place, why they want radio frequency identification of every little chicken and every little goose and every little chicklet and every little piglet in the United States. They are all to be chipped. Everything is to be chipped. The animals are to be chipped, and eventually the people are going to be chipped. And why? Of course, they've put within some of these cell phones the ability to listen to your conversation even when it's turned off. And why the military satellites? Well, we supposedly built to spy on those wicked communists who are constantly funded from here in the United States by one means or another. Why, and you haven't read my Communist Capitalist Alliance, you need to get that. Why they're using those satellites to actually spy on the American people today. Well, certainly, our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We hope many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And then we're going to be back here in just a moment with the next hour. But please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Paul Walter, of newswithviews.com, newswithviews.com, and certainly a website where you would certainly want to check every day all sorts of fascinating essays and articles about what's really going on in America today. Paul, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
And Chris, I thought maybe this evening we'd talk about a book that you've republished because I think it's so important. You know, it's been said that those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it, you know, or that the past is prologue, or that, you know, if you don't know where you've coming from, you certainly don't know where you don't know where you are, and you certainly don't know where you're going. We have to understand what's happened in the past. And Chris, your book was written there in about the 1890s, somewhere in there, by a gentleman who was looking at what was happening financially and how the major banks in America at that time, the people who controlled the reins of financial power, were actually taking advantage of the people. And, of course, the author, was warning the people that one day these banks would actually come to control our society. You pick up the story there, Paul.
Well, that's right. Mr. Walbert, who wrote that, it was published in 1899. He was born before the Civil War, so I would say he probably wrote that book somewhere in the 1890s, because he published it in 1899. But everything that he said in it, it's all coming true. How the people who control money, he says that eventually people will wake up on a continent that their founding fathers conquered homeless, that they will indenture every human being. They will take control. They can create money out of thin air. They can create recessions, depressions, panic. They control the whole economy. The book documents how throughout the 1800s they were creating recessions and depressions. And back in, I guess it was during the 1870s, they created one of the largest depressions that ever hit America in that period. And first time in the history of that country, they created homelessness. He called it tramps that appeared on the freeway. They didn't have the word homelessness in those days. So he says tramps appeared on the freeways and highways, meaning homelessness, basically, people who didn't have money. They create everything. They're creating right now, I can see right in front of my eyes, Stan, starvation of biblical proportions is just around the corner. And, for example, in California, farmers cannot... And that's incoming battle, too. It talks about how farmers were manipulated. That's why I'm bringing that up. And what they did is they're withholding water from farmers because the endangered fish, whatever sucker fish or whatever those fish are called, are in those little streams or waterways, are more important than watering salads and tomatoes and whatever they grow in San Joaquin Valley. So what they're doing is they're importing food now from South America, China, and God knows what else. Those people don't have the same standards as we do of health. They use human feces for fertilizer and God knows what else. And they bring that in here. We get salmonella, all kinds of diseases, poison toothpaste, and you name it, all kinds of stuff. That's okay. But our farmers who are locally grown food are deprived of water. And it is mind-boggling to me that people are tolerating this. They vote those scoundrels in office, and they sell them out 3 days after they're in there. They're already selling them out to people who voted them in.
Well, because, you know, lots of times the congressman will vote for legislation. Sounds very innocuous. In fact, the Endangered Species Act was just to protect the American eagle. And then pretty soon it was the three-toed salamander and those little fish there in the streams, so they can't give water. Basically, the congressman votes for something, and there's always unintended consequences. We'll be right back. Well, Paul, go right ahead. You were just talking about this, but certainly Mr. Wahlberg really foresaw so much of what's going on today, didn't he?
Yeah, he said how they manipulated farmers back in those days and how they created food shortages in the 1800s and how they manipulated the commodities market. It's the same thing that's happening today.
And I think that really what's so important for people to understand is that these periods of inflation and then recession and depression that existed in the 1800s have exactly the same origin today. Why do we have problems in America today? Why? Oh, because the credit markets aren't working. And who controls the credit markets? Why, the same big banks are around there at the turn of the century. And of course, those major banks at that time were the Rockefeller banks. They were the Morgan banks. They were the banks that were controlled by people, the Rothschild agents, the Jacob Schiff and the Kuhn Loeb Company and Paul Warburg and the Lehman Brothers. And 100 years later, why, of course, many of these same forces are still at work in our society. They don't understand the economy is controlled by the banks, and they should never have that amount of power. The whole idea was to be to decentralize our banking system and take the power away from these people of great wealth. But, of course, it never seems to work out that way, does it?
No. No, I mean, I see finally, I was born in a communist country. And finally, after 50 years and being in a battle for the past 20 years, I finally see a movement where people are starting to be fed up. The problem is, it's too late. And if they would have done this, got fed up 25 years ago, we wouldn't be in this position today. But unfortunately, they get fed up when basically the whole thing is falling apart, when there's no way to reverse it. You can't fix anything anymore because it's so far gone. And I hate to say this because it kind of takes hope away from them, but it's true. They get involved at the last minute when the tigers are out of the cage and now you got to round them up. But when they were still in the cage, they could have put a padlock on it and make sure they would never escape, but they didn't do that.
Well, because I think the people who created this problem should be held responsible for the problem, but we're not going after the people who sold all those fraudulent derivative contracts. We're not going after the people who had the fraudulent rating, the Standard & Poor's and Moody's. We're talking about the people who got bonuses, and yet that's really very, very minor. What they do is they focus our attention on all the wrong issues. Yes, I'm concerned about the people who created the problem, who work for AIG, getting $160 million in bailouts. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Paul Walter of newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. It's an excellent website. You really need to be going there on a regular basis. And Paul and his wife have actually published a book. It's called The Coming Battle. It's written by Mr. Wahlberg. It was written back in the, 1889. And it was just talking about the banking system at that time. And exactly the same thing is going on today. It's a wonderful read because you see how the bankers created periods of recession in those days. They're doing exactly the same thing today. But people don't know history, so they don't understand how this whole contraction of the so-called banking system, when you see Mr. Bernanke on 60 Minutes saying, oh, if we could only get the credit markets loosened up, if we could only unfreeze the financial system so the banks would begin loaning again. And he doesn't understand. Oh, well, I'm sure he does understand.
Of course he does. But the banks, whole thing is a sham.
The banks do not want to borrow, the major banks, pardon me, the major banks do not want to loan because they want this crisis. They've created this crisis. And the smaller banks, of course, Mr. Bernanke is paying interest for the first time in the history of the Federal Reserve system. The Federal Reserve is paying the small banks interest to put their reserves with them. So they've deposited $500 billion. They've actually dried up certainly about $5 trillion that could be out there stimulating the economy. They're doing that intentionally because they don't want the banks loaning. But the last thing they want is for the American people to understand what's really going on. Well, certainly, Paul, you know, as we talk about this today, I don't think the average individual can conceive, can really believe that this whole financial crisis we're seeing today is totally contrived.
What they do is, and I know you know that, is they create the problem, then they offer the solution, then they have the desired outcome. Like, I'm watching this AIG crisis. So what they did is they knew that these contracts were there to give these million-dollar bonuses to these certain executives. They knew that a year ago. Glenn Beck was talking about this yesterday. They knew about this. And what they did is, in my mind, this is what I see. They created a crisis. They gave them the money. They knew that these loans, these bonuses were going to given to these people. Then they go public and say, folks, look at this. We gave them taxpayers' money, and they give them millions of dollar bonuses, and they're doing this deliberately. Why? Because they want to infuriate the people. They want to infuriate the people. They create the problem. Then they turn around and say, well, we're going to solve the problem now and point the finger at these executives giving these big bonuses when they had a contract to do that in the first place. So what they do is it's very clear, and I know you know that, they create the problem, then they offer the solution, and then you have the desired outcome. And everything that these people do is a lie. I don't believe anything these people do anymore. Only thing I believe is what I can touch and see for myself.
Well, because I think the other thing about the focusing our attention on the bonuses is then we don't look. I mean, here we're talking about $160 million. That's a lot of money. But we've already given AIG $160 billion, and we're probably going to end up giving them another, $500 billion, maybe as much as $1 trillion, which they're using to funnel to the other banks, and they're using AIG to funnel the American taxpayers' money to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and Morgan Stanley and all of these major banks that, of course, are owned by the same people. At least their families were around 100 years ago.
You know, I was watching the hearings today on Fox News, and this man from AIG, I don't remember what his name was, a kind of older man with gray hair, and he says the Federal Reserve knew about this. And the guy asked, well, how did they know? He said, well, we're partnering with them. He said, they knew about these bonuses a year ago. So what I see here, everything is a lie.
And you're absolutely right. But the American people don't understand. It's all a diversion. So we won't understand we're seeing the greatest transfer of wealth in the history of our nation.
Our anger is pointed at AIG executives instead of where it really belongs.
Absolutely. And basically, what they're doing is funneling our money to these already wealthy banks. And, of course, they're going to come out. We're going to see the greatest transfer of wealth that's ever occurred. And eventually, it's going to wreck our financial system. And you're going to have a few people of fabulous wealth, and the rest of us will be impoverished. And, of course, the government doesn't have the money. They're simply going to have to print the money. That will destroy the value of our currency. Down the line, they know what they're doing. And they know that this is a major transfer of wealth. They know that the problem really comes about because the major banks are not lending. They've stopped writing letters of credit to encourage trade. They're doing everything they can to prevent the credit markets from working and working efficiently, but they can't let the American people know that, because they want to have this crisis to justify bringing socialism to America and to bring in my estimation, the New World Order,
absolutely,
the New World Financial System, and certainly the New World Religion. Go ahead.
Just like this phony war on terror, they need a global war on terror so they can get all the nations of the world involved into the global war on terror, and out of the ashes will come the global government. They needed a global war on terror. And if you ever studied history, Rome did the same thing. They created the enemy to get the people stirred up, and then they saved the people from the enemy and their own, and they looked up to their own dictator as a savior. It's just this philosophy, and it's part of the Machiavellian, Prince Machiavelli the Prince. It's in his book he talks about this, how to create all these problems.
You're talking about Machiavelli in his book, The Prince.
Yes.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. What we're seeing is this being carried out today. There's some people who believe that Machiavelli was a great guy, you know. He knew how to manipulate the common people, and of course it was all done for their benefit. No, it wasn't. It was done for the benefit of the ruling elite. The prince, of course, always, of course, benefits as he manipulates the people and sends their sons off to fight and bleed and suffer and die in wars they never intend to win.
Well, the secret is, if people can understand the game that's being played with the brain, is don't get angry at anything. Don't get angry at the AIG executives for getting bonuses. Don't get angry at everything. Just watch. And if you're not angry, then you'll see the truth. Because if the anger will blind you, and you will only see what they want you to be angry toward and see. And you will not see the real enemy.
You're absolutely right. Well, anyway, of course, the book we're talking about is The Coming Battle. Mr. Wahlberg wrote it in 1889. An excellent overview of how the banks had played the same game all during the 19th century, exactly the same game that they're playing now. But nobody in the media is telling you, and when we've actually been invited to come on to programs, and I've said what I'm going to talk about, this whole financial collapse is simply contrived, it's all made up, and all the reasons, and we can list them 1, 2, 3, 4, that they knew this collapse was coming. And then, of course, at the last minute, why the invitations to speak are always withdrawn. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, if you have a question, a comment, you agree or you disagree, or you'd like to know, something about what's going on. But, Paul, at this point, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about News with Views and why they should go there, and what sort of response you're getting? Are you getting a lot more people coming to your website on a regular basis?
We're close, I'd say, in a neighborhood of 1 million hits a day. We're very, very big, tons of hits, and I would the writers that we got, we just took on 2 new writers. I can't think off the name off the bat, but one of them that's been that we took on a few weeks ago is Brother Gregory. He's very good. I mean, very spiritually enlightening about the way he sees things and how he explains things so that layman person can understand the spiritual aspect of certain things that are happening. He's very good. We took on Professor Eugene Narrett is going to be up today, tonight, in about 45 minutes. Selvin Duke has got a new article up tonight. Coach David Dovermeyer is brilliant. We love him, so he's very, very good. And by the way, Dr. Eugene Narrett's article today is very good. It's about men-women relationship and how, because there's no love between men and women, how the enemy who has destroyed the family is basically have a field day now with running, everything because they're... In other words, one of the reasons why the family is a collapse and is the microcosm of what the whole country is. And this is a socialist plan, destroy the family and destroy the country. And that's his article today. Frosty Woolrich is the other one. We have some excellent articles up today.
All right. Well, of course, you always have excellent articles. And once again, that's newsreviews.com. And certainly I get that very often. The guests we have here at Radio Liberty are from the authors there at newsreviews.com. Certainly Dr. Dennis Cuddy, Deanna Spagnola. We've had Frosty on not infrequently. And many of the people there Jim Curry writes up there, and Dr. Holstein, I guess it is, from Costa Rica, Sydney, Byron Richards. We like, of course, to utilize the people at News with Views because we think the information is vitally important, and this is the information that needs to get out. Some people, of course, are going to read it at News with Views. Other people will hear it at Radio Liberty, but we all sort of working for the common goal. Well, if you have a question out there about this contrived financial crisis, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it is contrived. I mean, why do you think, of course, the Federal Reserve is paying interest on the reserve deposited with them? And they've gone from $8 billion up to $500 billion, which with a multiplier of 10, because banks can certainly readily, of course, leverage 1 to 10. Some of them even go 1 to 40. But with a 1 to 10 leverage, well, of course, they could have $5 trillion they're lending. And when Ben Bernanke says, oh, we're trying to get the system working, he's just not telling you the truth. They do not want this to work. They want the crisis to continue so that they can, of course, continue expanding the government's control over every aspect of our lives.
You know,
we'll be back here in just a moment. Paul, you pick up the story.
Yeah, that's the same way, you know, what you just said is if you have, let's say,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt, that nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
1889, but we do carry the book. We think it's important because it talks about what the banks were doing in 1889. Nothing has changed. We are now 120 years later, and many of the same banks are still here. They certainly are the people who were there at that time. The J.P. Morgans, the John D. Rockefellers are not there, but their institutions are there. And the financial institutions are doing exactly the same thing to the people in the United States they did at that time. But the media is not telling us that this whole current financial crisis is a scam. The major banks could solve the problem tomorrow by just loaning, but they don't want to loan. They want to use this crisis to change America, and they're of course playing their part very well. And you listen to what James Diamond, from CEO of Morgan Stanley, says. He says we've got lots of money to lend. J.P. Morgan Chase is the bank. And he's absolutely right. He's telling the truth. They have lots of money to lend, but they've raised the interest rates. They've raised the requirements. Why? Because they are certainly using this crisis to destroy their competition. This is what they always have. The great banks certainly interlock with many of the great industries. They have interlocking boards of directors, and from the banks to the great corporations. And if somebody is there competing with them, they're going to put them out of business. They just put Circuit City out of business. They just put Mervyn's out of business. Many of the great retailers are having real problems, and certainly the automotive companies are having problems because people are afraid to actually spend money. They've created a deflationary psychology, and they do that with the headlines in the newspapers. Read the headlines. Doom. Gloom, crisis, fear. I mean, those are the words that stand out, and I'm putting together a talk and just going through the headlines to see how they implant fear in our hearts. They're doing this intentionally. But, of course, the average American has no idea. Well, again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Herman calling from Carmela as a question for our guest. Hi, Herman. How are you doing?
Very good. Great program as usual. Great guests. Thank you for coming on the air with us. Question regarding President Wilson. I have heard someplace a quote where he looked back and said the worst decision or thing he ever did in his life was to create or help to create the Federal Reserve. Is that true? And if it is, could you quote that and explain it to people? Because I think if it is true, it has merit for us today.
Well, it's true, but I don't know exactly who said that. Someone said that. It might have been McFadden or one of the people back in the early 1900s said that back, you know, that one of the worst things I've ever done is be part of the Federal Reserve System. And that's true. And Mr. Walbert, the reason he titled the book The Coming Battle, because if you read that book and you read his foreword that we put in this last printing, because the foreword was not there, you know, I think first, second, third printing, is because we didn't have it and we just found another copy and it contained the foreword. He says that the coming battle is going to be between the people who control the banks and the people. And that's basically why he calls it the coming battle. He thought that a coming battle would come before the Federal Reserve came into existence, but it didn't. It's coming now. So people who control the money are going to control the whole world, enslave everyone, and that's what he means by the coming battle between the people and the banksters, or the people who control the currency of the world. That's why Jesus went into the temple and he overthrew the money changers and threw them out, because he knew that out of that, what it will come, how it will indenture and enslave every human being.
And I think this is absolutely right. But people don't understand is, what is credit? Why? Credit is artificial money. It's electronic money. It's a bank entry. And they can create this. They can have $1 and create $10 of lendable money. In fact, they can even many times leverage that up to 40 to 1. So they can lend out $40 for every dollar they have. So if you have that ability, if you can create money out of nothing, why, of course, you can buy up the media, you can buy up the politicians, you can buy up the corporations, and, of course, you have a new ruling class. You replace the monarchs of the past, of course, with the new ruling class. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, this did not happen simply by accident. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and we've got Herman on the line. Herman, did you have any other questions you'd like to ask our guest?
I had tuned in a little bit late. Now, Warburg, he actually wrote the preface to the book. Warburg. Oh, okay. Because Warburg was somebody who was involved with...
He was on the other side, man. He was an agent of the European bankers over here. And, of course, the thing is, if you go back and you study the history of the first central bank of the United States, why, of course, the reason Congress would not renew the charter in 1811 was because our central bank, the Bank of the United States, was under the control in large part of European bankers. And that was the reason that Andrew Jackson opposed the central bank, the second bank of the United States, because it was under control of the central bankers. What most people do not understand is what the report of the House Banking Committee back in 1976 pointed out, the tremendous influence of the European banks on the banking system in the United States today. But, of course, even they didn't understand the spiritual forces behind this whole movement to control finances, to control the people. And that'll be brought out in our new talk. And we actually have this report. We'll be putting it into a new syllabus, which will be available in a couple of weeks, called Financial Armageddon, because that's just where we're headed. Anything else, Herman, before we let you go?
Yeah, before calling you up, I've been watching, you know, the major networks, and they're all in a huff about the bonuses being paid to AIG staff, which is 100 and some million, but they're not at all.
160 million.
Right, but they're not at all talking about where did the money go, the 180 billion or whatever it is now that was given to AIG that supposedly has gone to foreign people.
Go ahead, Paul.
I wouldn't even watch the major networks. What I would do is just watch Glenn Beck, O'Reilly, and Sean Hannity, and Laura Ingraham on the talk show on the radio, and Rush Limbaugh, and that's all. And Dr. Stan, and people like that is what you need. That NBC, CBS, ABC, and CNN are nothing but liberal liars. I wouldn't even bother with them because you can't believe anything you hear there and see there anyway.
Anything else, Herman?
Do you believe that that's one reason why the newspapers are declining and collapsing?
Well, newspapers are declining and collapsing because they're liberal liars, but also because people don't have the money. So when they don't have the money, what's the first thing they cut back is advertising in a newspaper. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the main reasons why they're hurting, because advertising is down. And
hold that thought for just a moment here as we bring on our other stations again. Well, I guess it's Paul Walter. He's just saying, of course, that a lot of the newspapers across the country are shutting down. The big one up in Seattle just closed this last couple of days. A lot of this is because certainly they don't have the advertising. And, of course, I do not feel one bit of sympathy for them. These banks, these newspapers are part of the problem. They've lied to the American people for years. They will not tell them about the Bilderbergers, this little exclusive group. They'll not tell them about the Trilateral Commission. And they will never tell them that the Council on Foreign Relations, even though they'll mention it, is actually a front for a secret society that is dedicated to the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation. And the people at the head of this are simply subversives working at the highest levels of our government, intent upon destroying the sovereignty of our nation and impoverishing our people. Go ahead. Have anything to say, Paul, before we let Herman go?
Yeah, what they're going to do is, you watch, they're going to try to bail out the newspapers with taxpayer money. That's on the horizon. I already read that in AP, MSNBC, and a lot of other news sources that were already breaking. Washington Times, I think, broke that already a few weeks ago or a month or so ago, that they want to bail out the newspapers with the bailout money. So I don't know what they're going to do, because basically the liberal newspapers and the liberal media is who elected Obama. You owe that to them, because and the Hollywood elite. That's who basically elected this guy, and that's what we got, what we got, what we have today.
Don't forget, he got a lot of money from the major banks as well. I think that nobody ever wants to talk about so much of his money came from the major banking institutions, and he's surrounded by the people who are working concert with those banking institutions. Those are his personal advisors. Hey, Herman, anything you want to say before I let you go?
Well, we'll keep listening and spread the word.
All right, fine. And so our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. If you have a question or comment, our guest, Paul Walter. And Paul, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners about your website, why people should go there on a daily basis to actually see what your latest essays and articles are?
Well, we change our website to 10 p.m. Pacific every day. Sometimes we're running a little late if we got some technical problems, you know. But most of the time we upload at 10 o'clock Pacific time with our latest articles. We have we took on a new writer, Professor Paul Eidelberg from Jerusalem. He is a talk show host for Israel National Radio. We just took him on, and we're constantly adding new writers. You may agree, you may disagree with some of them, but if you disagree with them, please disagree with them respectfully, because I don't agree with everything that everyone says on our side either. But they have the right to their opinion, and we do have 99% of them wonderful people, but they don't see, nobody sees everything, and you're not going to agree with everything, with everybody, but we always ask them, be dignified. If you disagree with them respectfully, and you may even bring them around your way of thinking. And I urge everyone to order the Coming Battle book from Dr. Stamm, because when you read the Coming Battle, especially first 3, 4, 5 paragraphs, or not paragraphs, but what do you call that?
Paragraphs or chapters or what?
Are you talking chapter about or paragraphs? Yes, or chapters. What you will discover is exactly what's happening today. How the commodities market is manipulated. How they create the crisis and then they blame it on somebody else. So it's never your eyes are never focused and your attention on where the real problem is. It's like you're standing in front of someone and they're dangling this chain in front of your eyes with the left hand while the right hand is picking your wallet. And so your attention is not on the right hand that's picking your wallet. Your attention is on the left hand that's dangling this chain in front of your face. And that's what they're doing with this AIG, to where your attention is focused on angry. How these people are getting bonuses and buying airplanes and new jets and everything else. But what they're not telling you is how billions of your taxpayers' dollars that they just created out of thin air went to Europe. I don't know, what, $200 billion
There was about $20 billion, at least the report I read, went to the major European banks, but the majority of it has gone to major American banks. Why are the American taxpayers bailing out the major American banks?
Because they want to bankrupt this country as fast as possible. They're accelerating their agenda. I believe that the window of opportunity for them to pull this new world order off is closing, because people are starting to wake up. And as people are starting to wake up and start scratching their head and they realize that something is wrong, they see, whoops, people are starting to wake up. We better accelerate our agenda. So that's why you see events accelerating at a speed of light right now is... And they will continue with the next 6 months or a year or whatever time we have left, because they want to pull off a North American Union. They need a new currency. They haven't done that yet. People in Texas shut down the Trans-Texas Corridor Highway and a lot of things that they can't pull off because people are starting to realize, you know, what's being done to them. So what they're doing is they're accelerating their agenda. And hopefully they can pull this off before the window of opportunity will close. And that's why we have to do everything that we can to wake up as many people as we can. And everyone listening to this show, some of you are wondering, well, what can I do? Very simple, what you can do. Write a letter to the editor in your local newspaper, run for office in your local office for for county commissioner or for your city council and make a difference there. So there is something that everyone can do something, even if it's nothing more than a letter to the editor about a certain issue that pertains to, you know, on the local level, to wake up people to what's happening in your area. And that's how we can all do something to make a difference, because the Bible predicts they're not going to succeed, but a lot of people will perish in the process.
Well, I think it's important that you can tell people about newsviews.com. You can tell them about Radio Liberty. Get them listening to our program. If you're in the Monterey Bay area, why, of course, tell them about Alex Jones' show. And even though it's on in competition with us, Alex has a lot of good information.
Yes, he just found out that this police officer sent him about Kansas or
Missouri, I believe.
Missouri State Police, calling Ron Paul, Bob Barr, and Chuck Baldwin as terrorists.
Right.
Same cops who are calling these three fine men terrorists take an oath of office to uphold the Constitution before they get sworn in, and then they turn around people who believe in the Constitution as terrorists.
Well, what we have to do is just reach our police and reach our military and reach our leaders. And we have the information. You'll find it at News with Views. You'll find it at our website, RadioLiberty.com, and then help us get the truth out. Well, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We've got David calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, David. You have a question for our guest.
Yeah, I tuned in a little bit late, but I'm confused in the sense that, you know, basically the way my understanding is, and possibly the way I've always viewed your understanding, is that they're all corrupt. I mean, you know, whether Bin Laden or Osama or any of these guys, they're all totally corrupt, and our current president, or if it would have been McCain, or if it would have been any of them, it's still the same old, same old. So,
but you see, you had an opportunity. You had a moral individual in Ron Paul, even though I didn't necessarily like Romney. I think that Romney was certainly basically a moral individual, although he compromised his principles. I would rather have people who would not compromise. Ron Paul stood for what he believed in. He comes from a Christian perspective. He's a moral individual, wants to get back the Constitution, and he was totally blacked out because the media is controlled. So, David, we have to circumvent the media. This is why our guest tonight, certainly.
I agree. I myself, you know, would have rather seen him in there. But, you know, some of these other guys on the radio and TV that you mentioned, I think they're all just part of it. I mean, you know,
you have to understand, they're not all corrupt. It's like that police officer in Missouri who sent Alex Jones the documents. See, here's a good guy. He knows what's really going on. He's on the inside, and he smuggled a document out, gave Alex Jones the proof of what, you know, how they called Ron Paul and Bob Barr terrorists. So they are good people. And a lot of people in Congress and Senate, there are a lot of them who are not bad. The problem is they don't know the truth, you see. They were lied to. They've been bamboozled. They give them 10,000-page document. They don't read a lot of this stuff. You got to be a rocket scientist to understand half this stuff. They don't have the staff or staff of lawyers to go through all these documents. So they vote on something because they take someone else's word for it, and they don't really know. So what we have to do is we just can't give up. We have to use every avenue that we can to deliver the truth to the people, and that's why we have some of the biggest writers in the country, because they do research. Like, for example, Michael Cutler is a good one. He was a 29-year veteran of INS. He's one of our writers. He's a wonderful person. He's a Democrat, about the nicest person that I've ever met.
And
he loves America. And he's blowing a whistle because on what's happening with the immigration laws, because he has friends that are still working for INS, feed him information. And then he writes a story on this and brings it to you so you can understand what's going on. So there's a lot of good people there that are just temporarily blind, and hopefully we'll wake more of them up.
Yeah, where is this? What is the site?
It's newswithviews.com. com.
They have a million hits every day of people going to that website for articles, Dave. And what you need to do is go there, be convinced, as I am. I go there every day and check it. And many times you'll actually get the people who write those articles, and they'll be guests on Radio Liberty. But we all work together, and you can help us by encouraging people to go to News with Views and encourage them to go to our website, which, of course, RadioLiberty.com, where they can listen to our satellite feed 9 hours a day and not get a thing accomplished, but they'll sure get a lot of information. So don't get discouraged.
Yeah, sounds good. I mean, because I don't, you know, see whether it be CNN or Fox, I can't watch either one of them.
Well, you can listen to us 9 hours a day, and if we're not there, listen to Joyce Riley or Pastor Butch Paul or Chuck Crismeyer. We got 24-hour feed up on the satellite. We're just so blessed to have the information. People can get a satellite, inexpensive satellite dish, doesn't cost them anything, a lot of television, Christian television, foreign television, foreign or domestic Christian radio programming, but at least we have a satellite feed, alternative for people to get the truth. But of course, you can go get, if you have a computer, radioliberty.com, and you can listen to the satellite feed. God bless, and
great.
Thanks very much. Anything else, Dave, before we let you go?
I think that will do it, and I appreciate it.
And God bless, and thanks
so
very much.
I'd just like to say one more thing, if I could. If
go right ahead.
Yeah, listener
sure.
Is still there. Is we have an advertiser up, and it's, I'm not going to bring this up because he's our advertiser, but I'm bringing this up because it's important. He sells, and it's very inexpensive. I just ordered 2 containers of survival seeds, and each pod can seed up to 1 acre of survival food, and it's seeds that are boxed in certain containers that you can bury underground so no one can steal it and they won't get wet. It's all waterproof.
Really?
For emergency,
wow.
Yes. And they're all non-GMO hybrid. They're non-hybrid and non-GMO. They're, you know, what the regular seeds, the way the seed should be. And when you order it, there's a banner up on the left. It says Survival Seed Bank lets you plant full acre crisis garden. Click on that. There's a toll-free number on the bottom. And when you call them, tell them you got it from newswithviews.com. So,
okay.
You know, so we get credit. We appreciate that. But it's not, it's, what's more important is that you have seeds put away for future for food, because I believe that we're heading into biblical starvation of biblical proportion.
I do, too. I think we've got real problems. Okay, anything
I
else,
believe
Dave?
It, too.
All right, God bless, and thanks
it.
Thanks for calling.
Thank
and
God bless you guys.
Bye-bye. Okay, our telephone number, once again, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 464-8295 here in the Monterey Bay area in Sydney. But one thing that the average individual can do is talk to people about our programs. They may start out thinking we're crazy, but after a certain period of time, they'll be afraid we're not. And this is what happened when I practiced medicine. The way I was able to survive for some 30 years practicing medicine in this community, which was a very liberal community, but fortunately there were enough people there who came to understand what was going on or who believed what was going on that I was able to survive. And now, of course, I've just gone on to another stage of my life where we're doing talk radio. And suddenly, Paul Walter, you know, this was not his avocation, but he started out just putting up a website and has gotten to be a major force in this ideological war which is being waged today. Newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com, and a lot of great information. In fact, they feature our good friend, Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Certainly, Chuck always has very important information, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. In fact, his latest article is up near the top, so you can't miss that. It's about how himself, Bob Barr, and Ron Paul were named terrorists by Missouri State Police. And the document, and this is just the Missouri State Police. I would imagine this document probably went to all the state police around the country, but they happened to get the documentation out of Missouri State Police. I'm sure all 50 states have the same document.
And that really suggests that the people at the upper echelons of the police, whether it be national or state, are really a fascist because, of course, Ron Paul and Sidney and the others, Chuck Baldwin, these are people who believe in the Constitution. These are people who believe we have to limit the power of government so that people can be free. And how absurd it is to call people who adhere to the Constitution, which is the law of our land, as fascists, whereas, of course, potential terrorists, whereas they're the people who are trying to limit the power of government. And down throughout all history, it has been government that has taken away people's freedom. And this was what our founding fathers feared. They feared an all-powerful government that simply broken their relationship with the King of England. They did not want a king. They did not want a ruling aristocracy. They tried something unique. They believed that liberty and limited government were synonymous, and that tyranny and total government were synonymous. And for the first time in all history, they established a government where the freedom came not from government, but from God. There were natural rights that people had, which were life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, or life, liberty, and property. And the whole idea was to take the chains off of the people, as it would traditionally have been, and put them onto government. Well, I fear very much, of course, that they, have taken the chains off of government. They do all sorts of things unconstitutional, and they pack the Supreme Court with people who go along with it, and they're forging those chains for the American people. And the people who speak out against that, Ron Paul and Sidney, Bob Barr, and of course, Chuck Baldwin, they're being labeled as terrorists to the police. We've got to reach the police and let them understand what our Constitution really says. That's why the information, the Institute of the Constitution is so important, why we have them on every month. And, well, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program, but you hang on there for just a moment, Paul. Okay. Well, Paul, you've got three.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table, Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
A year. Keep on at 60 outlets every week, but at least we have 60 outlets every week. You can hear us on satellite, you can hear us on radio, you can hear us on shortwave and on the internet.